What's going on, everybody? This is your boy Voodoo Priest, man. You already know. Listen, I apologize that I don't be on here a lot, but hey, that don't mean nothing. When I decide that I want to speak on something, I decide. There's a lot of things that I have in mind as far as the podcast and a lot of things that I'm implementing. So, you know, just bear with me, be a little bit patient. And for the people who are not following me on my Instagram, make sure you follow me on the Voodoo Priest, man. Also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Voodoo Priest Man, and find me on TikTok at Voodoo Priest Man. Anyway, today is going to be an amazing topic. I have a very important person in my life that I will call one of my brothers when it comes down to Ifa, initiated in Ifa, Aso Babalawo in Nigeria. And we are going to be talking about the Iyamis. I'm going to go ahead and get deeper when it comes. Well, we're going to get deeper about who the Iyamis are. But I'm going to tell you guys something. They are the witches. So by me saying this, I know it just caught your attention because I know for a fact you want to listen about who these witches really are, the Iyamis. I have here, and I'm so excited to actually have him here and doing this podcast with me. I have King Shango right here, right now. What's going on, Kishango?
What's going on? Ain't nothing much. How's everybody doing?
Hey, man, everybody's good. I mean, everything is good when it comes here, and I'm pretty sure everybody's good. That's why I'm saying, yeah, y'all are. I don't care if things are not going the way y'all expect them to go. I don't care if you feel like where you are, you're not where you want to be. It doesn't matter. Everybody is going to be receiving the blessings from the skies, from the heavens. And I wanted to ask you a question about these Iyamis. I have a little bit of an understanding of who they are, but I want you to get deeper when it comes to the Iyamis. Who are the Iyamis?
First of all, the word Iyami means my mother. Iya meaning mother. Ya, Iya, me. So Iya is mother. Me, my. So if you put the word together, it's my mother's.
Okay, so by saying that this is my mother's, could it be like in some other traditions you have a group of sisters that actually work under their creator, in whatever creator it is? So would you say that these witches, the Iyami, my mother's, come from that's who they are?
Well, in other cultures or other belief systems, it could be what people call angels. From a Christianity perspective, it would be angels. And from an Islamic perspective, it would be classified as angels. Those who guard the house of God Almighty, or those who guard even King Solomon's temple. Oh. The angels.
Oh, wow. So you're understanding now that from a Christianity perspective, Christian perspective, that angels were, you know, the descendants, we call them the descendants of God. And what these angels, what they do is they create miracles for humanity. They actually bring blessings, and sometimes they can bring chaos. And when it comes to these angels, knowing that these witches that we are speaking about are not only our mothers, you got to understand this is like the ancients. I will call it, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie with Aaliyah, Queen of the Damned, where people actually will respect them because they ancient spirits that, not, you know, deities that have been here since creation. Can you agree with that?
Exactly. You're right.
So what else can you elaborate when it comes to the Iyami? Give us a little bit of knowledge about who they are.
Okay. These have a purpose that only Olodumare, God Almighty, knows. Again, they are three types of Iyami. One is called Aje Dudu, one is called Aje Pupu, and one is called Aje Fumfum. Aje Dudu is the black, Aje Pupa is the red, and Aje Fumfum is the white. Got it?
That is amazing. So we have these three, I will call them major witches. I mean, understand also that a lot of the things that we are being taught and things that are there in the records, because a lot of this information is in somebody's ancestry records, we know that spirit speaks, and, you know, we channel, and we also channelers, not only by receiving the information of the deities or receiving the information from the gods or anywhere, we also have that ability of knowing things. How we know? We don't know, but we know that we know whatever information we got. So can you break down these three witches and tell us the difference among each other?
Okay. When you look at the Aje Dudu, those are the ones, the black Iyami, the ones who are called the black Iyami. These group are only women, number one. Only women can be the black witches, or the Aje Dudu. This group has mysterious power that can punish humans, make them suffer, cause you not to go to work, cause you to have a delay in marriage. All of that kind of stuff is the responsibility of Aje Dudu. They can cause you not to have children, not to progress in work.
Wow. So now let me get deeper before you go into the other two witches.
Okay.
Let's go deep a little bit about this particular situation. So by these witches creating this chaos among us, among humanity, does that mean that the purpose why they messing with us is because we're not fulfilling our purpose? I mean, I will call it soul contract.
Correct. If you're not fulfilling your purpose, you're going to have problems and calamities in your life because you're not in alignment with what you're in earth to do. So then the Iyami is able to do their job, cause you not to be able to progress at a job that you don't even supposed to be at. Or cause you not to be in a relationship that probably you're not supposed to be in because you're not in alignment with your purpose. So whatever, if you go against your soul contract, then you are going against the Iyami.
Oh, wow. So see, this, I mean, this is something that I'm pretty sure many people in the conscious community can understand as far as soul contract, you know, and this is the reason why I use this terminology. But just knowing that by not fulfilling your soul contract, maybe this is the reason why you are having problems with the person you're having problems with. Maybe you're having problems at your job. You're having problems with your children. You're having problems whoever in this society because you are not fulfilling your purpose. So if you are supposed to be doing something in this life, if you're supposed to be a teacher, let me give you an example. If you are not teaching, you hiding, you being an introvert, you being introverted, and you don't want to become a teacher to actually give knowledge to our children or whoever, you're not fulfilling your purpose. So maybe the reason why you are not where you need to be in some sort of alignment is because now you are doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. This is the reason why your career is not going the way that you want to go. And going deeper, we're going to go into more deep stuff, but I want him to go over the two other witches and see where we're getting after that.
Now, Aje Pupa, which are the red witches. This is the most dangerous group of witches and all three categories out of the red, black, and the white. The most dangerous. This is a combination of both men and women in this, but they do not easily initiate members. This is the bloodthirsty group. This is the group that eats flesh. This is the group that has the power to kill. This is the group that has that drinks blood. They punish their victims and give no room for forgiveness.
Wow. Can you elaborate a little bit more on those?
On what?
On those particular witches.
So yes. It's a group of male and female witches that don't initiate easily. This group comes when you're really out off track from your soul contract. When you're really not in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing. You understand? So if you're not really doing what you're supposed to be doing, they just just have the power to take you out. Make you come back all over again, another experience, and go through this whole experience again until you get it right.
So by following Ifa and following the tradition of Ifa, like you are, you know, you are a priest, you are blah, blah, blah. By following that path, you're saying that one can find out what the soul contract is and know what the Iyamis want, if they want anything from you. So would that be considered that when you get into Ifa?
Absolutely. Because when you understand what Ifa really is, then you'll understand that Ifa was the one in Olorunu in heaven that witnessed us choose our purpose before God Almighty. So he really is considered to be the voice of God. So therefore, when you go through Ifa, Ifa is going to align you with your purpose because Ifa was there to see you choose your destiny, number one. Number two, we drunk out of what's called the fountain of forgiveness and took a vow to forget whatever we happened in Olorun so we would never rush back to Olorun so quickly. So this Ifa is able to hand out whatever it is that's in your soul contract.
So who is Olorun?
Olorun is heaven.
Oh, okay.
Aye is earth, Olorun is heaven.
Okay, now when you're dealing with fulfilling your purpose, let's say, you know, in Christianity, people say that if you don't learn about Jesus, you're not going to be able to go to heaven. According to Christianity, I remember that I asked one question before, and I asked, what happened to the native Indians and what happened to the people before Jesus that never knew who Jesus was? Mm. What happened to their souls? And the response is like, oh, they going to hell. So let's say, for a point of perspective of people of different places, different faith, areas in the world, different cultures, what about if they don't understand their purpose because they don't follow Ifa? What's going to happen to them?
Nothing's going to happen to them. The thing is, see, you don't have to necessarily follow Ifa to understand your purpose. It's just called different things in different belief systems. However, as long as you are aligning with your purpose is all that matters. Because the EIB is not necessarily called the EIB in Christianity, or in Islam, or in Buddhism, or Sufism, etc., etc. It's all called different things, but it's the same energy.
Wow. So let me get into some real quick. Mm-hmm. When you're dealing with these so-called mothers, which you mentioned that they are black, obviously, because black are the black created everything. When it came down to dealing with this group of witches and Christianity being angels, Do you believe that the reason why, maybe not, that the Christianity Act created these angels, but maybe they didn't put too much emphasis, or maybe there are books in the Bible from somewhere where they have all the information about who these Iyamis are?
Let's look at it from this perspective. We used to understand King Solomon and all of that. And see, angels can be light or dark in Christianity. They call them demons. Yeah. They call them demonic forces or demons. But that's because of the perspective of how they look at certain energies.
Oh, okay. So I would say that, you know, I'm pretty sure there's got to be books that talks about these angels, you know, in the Bible. Maybe they speak about them all over in the Bible. Who knows? I never read the Bible, but maybe a few things of the Bible. And one of the things that... they are masculine, they are male, female. Absolutely. And in some type of way. So I would, in your perspective, do you see it as the Iyamis being those three principal witches? However, there's a bunch of witches underneath them. I mean, I don't know why I'm asking this question. It's just something that I want to know.
Like I said, they initiate whoever they want as a part of their coven, as a part of their group. It's a spiritual group. It's not something, a physical group of witches that meet at the actual coven in this location, that location, that location. This is a spiritual group. There are some people who are Iyami that meet in their sleep. They meet in their sleep. Is they making a movie? They're making a movie. Sorry about the interruption.
No, we actually over here are going to the park in Stoma, and we are looking for the park, and we saw that they're filming a movie. But anyway, moving on, when it comes to these particular witches,
let's get ready to go into the third group. The third group of witches, the white witches, are called Ajay Fum Fum. These witches are the ones that eat their light. They don't do darkness to people. They don't do bad things to people. See, each category of witches have their own powers. They do different things. So, based on how far you are away from your purpose, depends on which group of EIME you might deal with. Or if somebody has favor with the EIME and you do something to that person, they can come and get you too.
Okay, now let's say this.
Hope you understood that.
Yes, yes. Let's say this. Let's say that... these particular group of people. They don't want to become priests. They don't want to become priestesses. They don't want to follow that path. They just want to understand their soul contract. And well, in Lukumi, we have something that we call hand of Orula. When you receive your hand of Orula, where when you a man, you receive an awafaka, and when you a female, you receive the... Oh, man, I can't even think about this. Is there... Oh, hold on. For the... Let me see, guys, because I smoke hell a lot of weed. Is the... awafaka for males and kofa for females. So this is a part of initiation that in Lukumi that is done, where you get your own odu to find out what your purpose in life is. I'll call it, if I have to interpret it, into what is the soul contract. When it comes down to Ifa, what is the something similar to Ifa that deals with the hand of a ruler? How would you call it, or how would you describe it in Africa? And do you feel that is recommended in your point of view that everybody in the world receive that because they'll be able to understand the soul contract?
Well, an Ifa is called Isefa. Your hand of Ifa will be called Isefa. That is one step before an Itefa, which is initiation to Ifa. So to go deeper into this question, yes, I do believe everybody should get their Isefa and Itefa. But the difference is, if you get your Isefa, in certain houses, you won't know what your Odu is until you initiate. The day you initiate is the day that you will know what your Odu is. And in some houses, when you get your Isefa, is when you will know what your Odu is. Same thing as in Lukumi.
Wow, so, I mean, I know I asked you like a lot of questions in the last question. I'm pretty sure that you probably answered them.
Answer you.
How do you know if you're supposed to follow these witches, or how do you know how are they connecting with us?
When you start having issues in your life or calamities, or even because there's a group of them. Remember, we was talking about the Ajay Funfun. These ones will protect you. These ones will bless you. These ones will bring you prosperity. So if you are doing the right thing, they will help you. They will help you. If you're doing the wrong thing, you start having problems. Like you can't get your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it is the case that you may be. Something's going on and it just keeps going on and you're just not happy. Just having problems. Then you're not in alignment with your soul contract, with your purpose for being here. And that's why you have these issues. So you will know based on the affairs in your life, because they control the affairs of man. The Iyami controls the affairs of man.
That is amazing. I know this is a lot of questions, and I know I'm going to have other questions to ask for other upcoming segments of the Iyami, because this is not going to be it. I'm going to make sure that I get all the information that I'm pretty sure that you guys are looking to receive. And it's going to be a sequence of the Iyamis. So for now, I just want to say thank you to King Shango. I mean, amazing interview. I feel that right now I'm actually, you know, in some type of way, I don't want to call it speechless, but I know you guys are. And I know you guys are loving this segment right now.
Now, right before we go, I want to make it clear. Some of these groups, even though it's called Iyami, which means my mothers, males can be initiated to the Iyami. But, like I said, the black, the red, and the white. The white is the hardest to initiate to. So, but it can happen in your dream. It can happen in consciousness. And then they may be able to take you in real life.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I know you guys have a lot of questions, and I have no problem with you asking. You guys can ask me a DM, send me any questions you might have. I'm writing my own questions. Like I said, it's going to be a sequence to the Iyamis. I want to say thanks again to King Shango, and follow me, like I said, on Instagram and TikTok under Voodoo Priest Man, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I want to go ahead and ask you if anybody want to get an Ifa reading, or if anybody want to connect with you, how can they find you?
The easiest way to find me is on Instagram at King Shango 6. That's KingShango 6. You can find me on there, or you can find me on Facebook. at is you can put Ifeala Ademi Egbewale or Daniel Jones. And the way you spell that is I-F-A-L-A-D-E-F-E.
That's so damn long. I'm pretty sure you forgot.
Just go to. No, I didn't forget, but I don't want to confuse them. So just put Daniel Jones and you'll find me with African outfit. Oh, KingShango06 on Instagram. That's the easiest way.
I want to say it's not KingShango06. It's KingShango6. I get confused when I actually do it myself. I'll be looking for him and I'm like, for whatever reason, I put that zero before the six. I have no clue. And I'm pretty sure he actually just made the same thing with his own name. But yeah, his Instagram is KingShango6. Not 06, 6. And you already know what to do. And I'm pretty sure that you guys are super excited because this is something that everybody should know about and nobody better than your boy, Voodoo Priest Man. So until the next one, you guys have an amazing day. Continue to listen. Don't forget to share this information and go ahead and tell everybody about my podcast as well. I love y'all. Your boy, once again, Voodoo Priest Man.